Dictation for Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Avery, A-V as in Victor, E-R-Y, October 26, 78, addresses a letter to Brian, tweets, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, 2915077. Dear Mr. Tweets, follow-up for Mrs. Avery, prior acute renal failure requiring dialysis, at the time of cardiovascular events, including myocardial infarction, ventricular fibrillation, cardiac arrest, LAD artery dissection, requiring endovascular intervention, cardiogenic shock, pressure support, intra-aortic balloon pump, eventually kidney function improved to the point of the tunnel dialysis catheter was removed on June 2nd, 2022. In this opportunity, she's been complaining of discomfort on the right lower quadrant with a feeling of frequency, urgency, and incomplete emptying of bladder. This feels the same as previously passing a stone, although the stone was never recovered. Is having again those abnormalities on the last 24 hours. There is no associated fever, vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. She still smokes, chronic cough, and no pyrolemma arterial hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, not using inhalers, no orthopnea PND, no syncope, no edema, no gross claudication symptoms. Other review system is negative. On July 15, on the prior episode of urinary symptoms, she was at emergency room at Sheridan. A kidney ultrasound was done. Right-sided 8.2, left-sided 9.8. There was no obstruction on the right kidney. However, there was an area of inflammation versus angiomyolipoma. They did not see a stone. They were supposed to follow this with a CAT scan, but it was canceled because of the renal failure. They wanted a renal opinion. Next paragraph, present medications include thyroid, Lipitor, calcium, Plavix, Seroquel, aspirin, metoprolol, nitrates, hydralazine, vitamin D, Demadex, Topamax, Aldactone, and iron replacement. Next paragraph to highlight some of the medical issues includes smoker, prior hypertension since the cardiomyopathy, cardiogenic shock, blood pressure runs in the low side, the acute kidney injury, dialysis, the rhabdomyolysis, the sepsis, the ventricular fibrillation at the time of myocardial infarction, LAD to stents, including circumflex. She did have compartment syndrome requiring fasciotomy. Fasciotomy, F-A-S-C-I-O, fasciotomy. She has bipolar disorder. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 170. I checked blood pressure 90 over 60 on the left, 94 over 62 on the right. Alert oriented time 3, attentive, no respiratory distress, lungs clear, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, a minor systolic murmur, discomfort on the right lower quadrant, but no masses, no distension, no ascites, no palpobulbar spleen, no gross edema or focal deficits. Next paragraph. Recent chemistries from August 25. Normal sodium, potassium, bicarbonate elevated at 32, creatinine was worse at 2.8. Anemia with a hemoglobin of 9.9, a normal B12, folic acid, white blood cell and platelets. Normal ferritin 400, although saturation low at 20%. Normal albumin, minor increase of phosphorus 5.3. Another chemistry is from early August, creatinine 1.41, a normal sodium, potassium low at 3.4, normal acid base, normal calcium, GFR in that opportunity will be 43. In June, creatinine of 1.48. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Patient has prior acute kidney injury requiring dialysis, as indicated above, complications of myocardial infarction, multiple events, including cardiogenic shock, IV contrast exposure for coronary artery procedures, complications of ventricular fibrillation, cardiac arrest, rhabdomyolysis, compartment syndrome requiring open surgery, fasciotomy, intra-aortic balloon pump. All those numbers improve. She's being off dialysis. I'm going to update chemistries today. We will make a decision for these urinary symptoms and lower quadrant discomfort if we are able to proceed on a CAT scan. I will start probably on a CAT scan stone protocol, so that will not expose her to IV contrast. I repeat urine analysis today, and that did not show any blood or protein, although there was some white blood cell and positive leukocyte arrays, although no bacteria was seen. continue management of other medical issues, avoid anti-inflammatory agents, continue management of her bipolar disorder. She does have cardiomyopathy from ischemic abnormalities, as indicated before. Reason for blood pressure running in the low side. I do not see an indication for immediate dialysis. We'll see what the new chemistry shows. End of dictation.